Welcome to KHAM Radio, the show that challenges what you think you know. The world, if you believe media and governments, is filled with terrorists and pandemics, but there's a better world out there, and it's called reality. Hi, I'm Kay, and you're listening to this show thanks to app at fakeologist.com. The benefit of being a fakeologist is we don't have to worry about terrorists or pandemics, as these are just scare campaigns. Let's talk about it. The TeamSpeak program that you will need to download to chat with me can be found at audiochat.fakeologist.com. I'm on a journey to figure this all out. I thought that my journey to find the truth was about facts and data. Turns out it's about working with other people. Information and collaboration is a very powerful tool, and people are the key.
Well, hello, everybody. This is KHAM Radio. It's Tom, and then maybe a couple other people. I like speaking with Tom. It was really weird the other day that in my opening I used the word pandemic, and I chose that word on purpose because I had been doing all this Ebola research, and I didn't hear it. I heard epidemic is the word I heard. So I'm like, all right. And there's like, you know, epidemic here and there. So I'm thinking, I'm going to pick a word that the media is not using right now. I'll use pandemic. And Obama used it in his State of the Union address. He used the word pandemic. I'm like, son of a bitch, Obama's listening on me and he's copying me. So that was a little freaky. But so we have a guest here, Tom. How you doing, Tom?
Hey. Hi. Hi, Kay.
Hey.
How you doing?
Yeah. I didn't need to yell that loud. Like, you were so far away. I'm just a little excited to hear from you again.
Well, we got Frank here as well. Say hello, Frank, I guess.
Hello.
Frank appears to be non-responsive. Maybe he's away as well. But he just got here, so maybe he's got...
Hello, Frank, can you hear me?
Felix, you mean. Frank just answered.
Oh, Frank did? Were you talking with Frank?
Frank, speak.
Where did Frank answer?
I am speaking.
Okay. So
I don't hear him.
So, you don't hear Frank. That's interesting, because I can hear him. If you can't, okay? I'll mute
what?
My microphone. See what you got. I'll mute mine right now.
Okay. Oh, wait. Unmute client. Hello?
Testing.
Okay, I
are
think
you
I got
receiving over?
Okay, I hear you, Frank. All right, Tom, you can come.
Oh,
come back, Tom. Come back. There you go. I don't know what was going on
back
with
in
that.
The room.
There we go. We're all talking.
When this first came in, this audio chat, this TeamSpeak thing, I thought, no, this is just designed to be deliberately sort of vague and almost like a straw, to make it sound like ham radio or something, and discredit it. I did, because of the ramshackle nature of it. But I very much see that it's a cool way of speaking. It's just another sort of networking way, isn't it? It's quirky, but I think it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so I would say less ramshackly than originally thought. Yes.
Yes, I think so. You get to, it's quite user-friendly. When you actually get in and use it, you can hear when there's glitches and things, and they can be sorted out. Now, ab on the go, well, it's just on the go. It's like Bluetooth and stuff, and there's ambient noise, but it makes it seem quite live. It's quite fun.
It is a different, like, type of listening, isn't it?
Yes.
Putting up with it.
It does give it a sort of character. Does give it a certain character. But an ounce of salt is gone. Is Frank gone? Are you still there, Frank? I don't think we've got audio issues now. So, because he's a new chap,
I think
isn't
we're good, awesome. Right? Yeah. Want to join in, Frank? Well, join in when you feel like it, then. You're welcome to join.
I'm sure you've got... I was actually going to do something in a minute as well. I was hoping he'd start chatting with you and I could sort of make my excuses, but be back or something. But I'll continue to listen anyway. But I'll talk to you now. What do you want to talk about tonight? What you got lined up for us? What you got for this show tonight, you interesting lady?
Right, well... don't believe the guy. I was just going to read from the ABS website and just chat about that. Start with that.
Sounds good.
And then what's nice is I do have a couple of ideas, but they seem to always work themselves in naturally, you know? So Just the easiest way to go. So I commented. Did you read my comment about the how fluoride is made?
I think I can hear Felix talking to his wife ambiently. Can you?
Now I can. Now I should mute him.
Well, you might, in case he starts to make love.
He might be in trouble. Or get a little treat, another little treat. Two treats in one day.
Everyone needs their dignity. You know, some people might be eating breakfast.
Yeah, they might. But I commented on
sausage and beans.
Well, maybe pour a little fluoride on that as well. Give it something delicious.
Oh yeah, who was having the fluoride conversation?
Me.
Yes, I heard.
How do you feel about fluoride? Do you think it's a deal or not a deal? Like a bad thing or a good thing?
I'm not afraid of it.
Because be aware, whatever you say, I'm gonna rip it to shreds. So go ahead. Which way do you feel about fluoride?
I think it's crazy.
Oh, here he is now. Good. Yeah, he's back. Back in the room. Yeah, good.
It's crazy because
let's unmute him.
Fluoride is crazy because it competes with chloride in your body, and it outcompetes chloride.
Well, the fact that it settles so nicely in all the small pockets in your bones means it's replacing more than just chloride. I didn't know. Tell me how the chloride thing works. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, so chloride is the three most important parts of the way your body works is sodium, potassium, and chloride. That's the key three elements that function in your body. And sodium and chloride can only be got from salt. Now, what happens is when you take fluoride, the fluoride competes with the chloride. Yeah.
Wait. Hold on one sec. So you said
sodium.
What wants the salt?
So the sodium, potassium, and chloride are arguably the three most important macronutrients your body needs.
Right.
You cannot function without them.
Salt's got a bad name, I know.
So,
it's like, it helps the body get rid of like a lot of toxic things. But okay, so salt.
So what you're,
sodium,
what you're saying is that do you think salt is bad for you, Kate?
No.
Is that your view?
No. Like everything, our body is salty. People, you hear these stories like people die because they drink too much water. Did you hear those stories?
Yeah, it's called.
They're messing their pH, dude.
Exactly,
you're messing with your pH.
You just gotta drink
salted water. What?
Yeah, you're not messing with your pH. What's happening is you're diluting the plasma level of your sodium in your body below 140 millimoles, and so when that happens, you die.
Is your pH then. Yeah.
No, it's not. It's
if you
pH
tested
is,
it.
Is your alkali? Is whether your alkaline or pH is about carbonate or acid? Yeah,
salt doesn't affect pH at all.
Yeah, it does. But the bit that hyponatremia, the thing that occurs when you have too much water, is that your body is unable to get rid of the water in time, and your blood and your body fluids have to operate at 140 millimoles of sodium in the blood, and if it doesn't have that, if it's too high or too low, you die.
So what happened if you drank the same thing but with salted water?
Then you'll be fine. You'll be fine. In fact, the only way you can rehydrate is to have salted water.
Exactly what I was saying in the first place. Okay.
Well, you talked about
alkalinity. The sodium, calcium.
No, sodium.
What was
the chloride?
What was chloride?
Chloride and potassium.
And what was the third? Potassium.
Yeah.
When I've been dehydrated, when I've been in singing and stuff and having sort of long late nights and then sweating a lot and then do a massive gig for like 2 hours and like sweating and then getting really low blood pressure and dehydrated, then what would I do? I'd take some salt and some water, and that would be what I need to do for my body.
Sure. And if you have a look in the chat, I've put the website of the article that I wrote on salt a year ago.
Yeah, I'll have a look. I mean, I mean, it's quirky. It's a quirky pun because you've got an ounce of salt, and I suddenly think we need to take everything with a pinch of salt. But do we need to take it with an ounce?
So getting back to the fluoride thing, what's happening?
A lot more than you thought there, Tom.
So getting back to the fluoride thing, the fluoride is competing with chloride, and fluoride will out-compete chloride every time. And fluoride.
So chloride competes.
Fluoride competes with chloride. Now, when the fluoride and the fluoride, because it has, a much stronger disassociation, a much stronger ionization, will outcompete chloride for the function.
Yeah, fluoride is highly reactive. Exactly. Once it's in its ionic state, be careful.
And so, what that does
of it
is basically throw your body into a non-functioning state.
What's non-functioning state mean?
It's all over.
Dead, you mean?
Well, ultimately, fluoride kills
you. What's non-functioning mean?
Well, everywhere the fluoride goes, it's really basically disabled that particular part of your body because it's not functioning the way it should do through chloride.
Yeah, sure. So where are we going with this? What are we saying is happening?
Well, because I'm just saying, you're asking to the point is of fluoride, how do you decide if fluoride's good or bad? Fluoride is clearly, unquestionably, unequivocally a stupid thing to have in your body because it's interfering with the natural function of chloride in your body. End of story.
Okay, let's go up one level. Why is chloride important to your body? Because I'm not understanding this yet. Why is chloride good for you?
Well, the first thing that happens is that a healthy person should produce 3 liters of gastric fluid a day with a pH of 1 to digest your food. And the only way that you can produce an acid food digestive system is by having your body produces
hydrochloric acid. Correct. So you need the chloride as part of the hydrochloric acid.
That's right. And to produce 3 liters, to produce 3 liters of gastric fluid a day with a pH of 1, you need 17 grams of salt, which is half an ounce.
Wow.
The interesting thing is today most people's the pH That's of most people's stomachs yeah. would be 3 or 4 instead of a pH of 1. So if you're
oh my
pH,
God, Frank, yeah, go ahead, so keep talking. I'll throw my thought at you in a minute.
If your pH is 4,
go ahead.
It's 1,000 times less strong than it should be, and obviously you're not going to digest anything with such weak acid. And this is why people have indigestion and gastric reflux. Indigestion means they haven't digested their food. They haven't digested their food because they haven't produced enough hydrochloric acid. And they haven't produced enough hydrochloric acid because everyone's telling them, don't eat salt.
And Tums. Don't take Tums. That destroyed that invalidates hydrochloric acid.
That's exactly
but first,
right.
Before we continue, let's say hello to Rolo.
Outrageous.
Yeah, it is Rolo. Hello, Rolo. Welcome to the chat.
Somewhere.
The audio
I'm
chat.
In a treehouse, man.
Hey, guys. Sorry. Yeah, that was a bit late. Yep. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm listening. Yep. Good stuff.
Timing is everything.
All right,
I got it wrong. I got it wrong. Yeah.
Well, there's another man. Okay. There's another Australian fellow Antipodean with you on the air tonight, Roller, isn't there? So Frank's here. So I don't know. You need
the hello. Adventures of Barry McKenzie.
Frank Rolo Frank.
Cameron, hello, Frank. Cameron,
you know, hi, Rolo.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you all. I love everything about fakeologist.com is everyone here is just a joy. It's a joy to be a part of. Yeah, you bet.
Well, it is truly special. I'll have to agree there.
You said with the alacrity of a sort of quite a David Niven. Yes.
You know, David Niven, what did he do one time? He left John Lennon or some of the antics they got up to. It was just too much fun. Yeah,
extremely drunk. Anyway, yes, Frank's on the line, Rolo's on the line, and we're having an interesting conversation about assault. I mean, I think I've just, you have to excuse me for a moment. I'm going to mute my mic for a minute because I'm going to have a few grams of salt.
I didn't eat enough today, to be honest.
I need to go and eat, but be back. See you in a minute.
You going to use a straw with your salt there, or how do you ingest your salt?
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
It's one of the 11 herbs and spices of KFC. Yeah, definitely salt is one of them. Secret herbs and spices.
You know what, Rollo? I'm glad you said that. Because, Frank, this is my theory. It's a working theory. It's not done yet. What do you think of this? That the government purposely says reduce your salt intake because then we'll be salt deprived and we'll crave salt. So then we'll go out and eat all that crappy fast food because we're deprived of salt and it's high in salt. It's giving us what we crave.
Yeah, that's exactly what you think of that. Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know whether the government does it because I don't actually believe government exists anyway, but certainly someone is doing that because, in fact, the less salt that you have in food, the more you will eat. You're correct.
Yes, I think that's to me, as much as I can laugh about things, it does make some sense to me as well, Kate, yeah, as you described there and as you've put forward, Ants. I mean, that's just the kind of thing.
So there you go, the government.
I don't think it's that serious. Do you know what I mean? It's not like they're really depriving us of salt and magnesium. No, it's just tweaking something natural that's there and the craving of some essential mineral that we actually isn't bad for you. And this scare story is just a manipulation, probably. But it's not so severe that they're trying to kill us by doing this. You know, I don't think that necessarily.
I think it shows the government is like hand in hand with business. I mean, we're really a fascist government. Can we just admit we're fascist? Because the revolving door between business and government is been talked about again and again, easily proven.
Yeah, what we have
why can't
is basically
in
TV in the corner of the room to back up government, back up then like everything else. It's TV. Television is the backup of government. Government is the system, and the system is wrong. Why do some people get everything and other people get nothing?
Well, that's what's portrayed to us, isn't it? They even tell us that there's 1%. This is in the news, the only 1%. And we know this, but really, that's a false reality, isn't it? Because it's a far less than that.
I went down to get my beer this morning, and there's lovely playing the piano accordion, that thing, and she's a gypo, and I said, why do you do this? Why do you do this? I asked her, why do you do this? And she hasn't got any money, so. She has to tap her foot on a tambourine, and it was actually what she was doing is quite good. We sang a song together.
Well, that's one of the most wonderful stories I've ever heard, by the way. Just a tear comes to my eye, but there's people, normal people without much money in the world. Is that the fault of great power and civilization and this
system? The system is the problem. I mean, and I don't know how to change the system, and I don't pretend that I'm better than anyone else, but I know that this top-down system is the problem.
Did you tip her, Rollo? I think we're kind of wanting to know there.
I gave her $5, mate.
How much did you tip her?
I gave her $5, which is way, way above.
Nice! Yeah, oh, that's way above. I mean, a dollar would have been nice. Five. Whoa. Yeah, you five made her bucks. Day, I bet. Nice.
I hope so. I don't know.
Well, you know, I think we don't want people to be suffering and unhappy. But, you know, civilization, where did we come from and where are we going? You know, with this, we're a whole load of people running around. And, civilization's quite an animal, isn't it?
I think the Old Testament's the best explanation so far, isn't it?
Yeah. Where are you going with that?
Where the human race comes from?
Yeah, I think the Old Testament's got it as good a model as any.
What, an eye for an eye?
I just think we're obviously being correct.
No, you mean an alien made us out of thin air? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, we're made.
An omnipotent alien made us out of thin air? Makes sense. Why not?
Yeah.
Old Testament is a book written by humans. It's a why the hell like Noah's Ark? People that believe that bullshit.
So when you say that, you know there are there is a view that there is that the original Hebrew version of the Old Testament implies that it couldn't have been written by men.
Yeah, well, why not? Because there's no kangaroos. I can't remember any kangaroos being talked about or koalas.
Well, wait. Frank. How do you... you're saying the Bible is scientifically proven to be written by God?
I didn't say it was scientifically... I didn't say it was scientifically proven. I put a link there for you in the chat. It's a group of people that have the view that the Old Testament written in Hebrew is written in a way that could not have that language could not have evolved just in the way that language could have evolved.
Right. Are you familiar with the idea
about the King James Bible that's in it?
Rollo, have you got the chat in front of you?
You can go to the chat.
Hey Frank, where are you from? You sound like an Aussie.
I'm in Geelong, and you're in
Geelong,
Newcastle.
Geelong, that's right. Oh, down there. You spot,
and you
AFL?
Say potato,
you an
and
AFL
so
guy?
Do I.
Huh. So do you support Geelong or Collingwood?
So that link that I put there, is just a bunch of guys that say, hey, if you look at the Old Testament in this particular way that we do, that Hebrew is a self-defining language that hasn't changed over the time it was written. Therefore, it couldn't have evolved by the mind of man in the way.
How could it not have changed? We didn't even speak it for hundreds of years. What do you mean it hasn't changed? It's been a dead language. They brought it back with Israel.
Are you a believer or a non-believer, Frank?
A believer in what?
In religion, like organized religion.
I'm not a religious person.
Right.
You know,
but
I don't
you believe in a higher power? Where are you going with this?
Of course I do, yeah. I don't believe in evolution. Power. I don't believe in evolution, so what's the alternative?
Well, there's atheism and there's theism. And there's non-theism.
Yeah, that's actually my question. Yeah, there's lots of options. Can there be a fourth? I don't know.
Can I
choose that one?
What's the third option in either we were created or we evolved?
This is the thing, Frank, that you want to know the meaning of life.
No, we
right?
just have, yeah, I mean, we did evolve somehow, didn't we? But not in evolving the way that they're telling us we evolved. Did you know what I mean? Evolve is just a word that could stand for developing from something to something else. We might just have been here, Frank. Do you know what I mean? We may not have developed from something. What if we were always here? Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Can we get as human beings? We can't get our heads around the concept of it's eternal stuff, infinity. We can't see the point of infinity.
Exactly.
It's kind of a block comes up. But
so I don't have a problem with the view that we've always been here in terms of our divine aspect, the enduring aspect, the bit that survives our bodies. That I do believe endures. You know, as long as there is outside time, if you like. But I have no doubt that our bodies, the planet that we live on, is manufactured.
Yeah. Well, time is a manufactured thing.
So you think the Earth is hollow, then, Frank?
And you know how steel?
If it's manufactured,
it doesn't melt. You have to cut steel with oxyacetylene. That's why buildings don't come down.
One sec, honey.
Sorry, sweet.
Okay, Frank, is the Earth hollow? Then.
Okay, so there are several models that are worth considering, but the one that has the least value, I think, is the one that we're told by NASA. So it's possibly
the
flat.
Biggest lying organization ever.
See,
so it's possibly flat.
You know what?
It's more likely a Mexican hat shape, but it's also possible that it's actually a sphere, and in other words, we're on the inside of the sphere.
We're in a Dyson sphere. Let's use the terminology.
So the guys that have this particular model best explained, the last one I talked about, is a guy called Wild Heretic.
Is that critical mass?
Okay, so what do you say, Frank?
Oh, Critical Mass, the guy on Clues Forum.
No, go ahead.
What do I say? I say that the world is not a globe. It's possibly a Mexican hat shape, or it's a...
A fez?
We're on the inside of a bubble.
A fez. Oh, nice, Tom.
And in fact, that below us, you know, in we're inside a bubble of probably a big mass of something.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, the moon doesn't spin.
I know the moon. Jelly. Yeah.
It doesn't spin. Why is the moon not spinning?
In a massive jelly.
Wow. So what do you say, Frank, then, about old ancient structures or objects that depict the planets as circular? What do you say about that?
What are thousands
of years old.
Well, they could just...
And the moon is circular.
Well, they could still be depicting a flat plate, couldn't they?
So you're saying flat plate and it happens to be pointed right at us, flat side instead of skinny side? It's all positioned just to...
You remember the Truman Show when he hit the end at the and he hit the wall? Because otherwise the flat plate doesn't make any... Unless there's a wall there at the all around.
Right.
Yeah.
So at the moment...
I'm just trying to see how this fits in.
At the moment, Kay, I suspect that the shape is either like a Mexican hat or we're on the inside of a bubble.
So then the moon is then not a planet?
Mexican hat thing. You know, I keep imagining this.
What's the sun
hat.
A hat? Because here's my question.
Yeah.
Why would the sun be circular and the moon be circular? And then perhaps if, you know, on a good night sky, you could probably see Venus and Mars. I am assuming the old, like, Babylonians with
Where are you from?
Saw
are
them
you from
as
Venus
circular
or Mars?
As well.
Okay.
So they're all round?
He can't stop
or they're hat-shaped too? Or are they flat? I mean, is it just Earth or is it these the firm, you know, the things in the sky?
So in other words, heaven is a real place, Kay.
No, my question was, are we the only Mexican hat or the other planets Mexican hats too?
No, they're just...
We're the only one?
Yeah, they're probably just what's called
the
sonoluminescence, or they might be quite small bodies. For example, the sun is probably only 3,000
3 inches across.
Yeah, and it's probably that. Well, okay, so here's an example.
That's good.
Tom.
Here's some obvious examples. You know, when you at the end of the day, when the sun... streams through the clouds.
Yeah.
Wow, you're lucky.
And you see the rays spread out at all different angles, don't you?
Beautiful. Yeah. It is a beautiful thing.
Love it.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, I know where you're going. Because if you follow those back, the sun is too close if you follow the rays back, yeah.
And if you are...
Well, I think something's going on there, Frank, that we're not aware of. Behind
the
clouds, I think... Yeah, what?
Here's the other thing is that where Rollo and I are right now, the sun should be to the south of us, but it's still north.
Still north. Oh, hold on. Let me just look out the window. Where is it?
Are you telling me other people know the sun is misplaced, but everyone else thinks things are fine?
He's in Geelong. I'm in Newcastle. Yeah.
You know,
it's pretty much the same place.
When the earth is tilted, the sun should move to the other... In winter here, for example, the sun should be in the south.
Okay, wait, we're off topic. I need to find out about the shapes first. We can get back to that in just a minute. But
I
need to know
who's
all the Mexican hats. You're saying it's just Earth, right?
No, so the the Mexican hat idea is from a
Speedy Gonzalez. No, sorry.
It's actually from a guy called... It's actually from a guy called Samuel Robach.
Yeah, Speedy Gonzalez.
Okay, so that's fine. But it's probably just the Earth.
Yes, we know parallax, yes.
But
that's it,
the
parallax,
other planets, you know, they do follow a course in the sky. And if you mark that course down, it appears that the sun is in the center and we're twirling around in a certain way. So saying is... If they're not twirling around the sun, then what are they doing and who's moving them?
Well, that's beyond Ken at the moment, but there are plenty of other models I mean, the original models for the motions of the planets go back as far as the Antikythera machine, don't they?
Yeah, you know, they do. Yeah, farther back than that even.
We've been able to model the motions of the planets through Ptolemaic systems for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Look, I don't mean to be a bastard here, but what are your thoughts, Frank, on 9/11? Where were you on 9/11?
We're almost done. Okay, that's a good topic, but just one sec. I'm not done yet. So wouldn't it suggest that until you can find a model that fits your Mexican hat idea or whatever, the flat earth idea or whatever, unless you can fit the rest of what we see in the sky in that model, I mean, why are you even starting?
I've actually put aside.
And it's just fantasy. If you can't match it to how what I see in the sky is moving, well, then your whole model is bunk. You can't, I don't know how you can reconcile that.
Earth decay, it's not my model.
Yes, sir.
And I've put a website there for you in the chat. www.wildheretic.com.
Okay.
So if you're interested.
So that's just, I guess, I want to understand.
If you're interested in exploring alternatives, that's a good place to start.
Yeah. Right.
And so.
Well, yeah, I just told you my filter. If you can't tell me how the rest works, I'm not even going to look at the model because there's no way it can reconcile.
How can I explain visually, I mean, on words? There are plenty of, if I put a YouTube up for you about how it works, will that work for you?
Yeah, well, yeah, if you can show me how the moon and the sun fit into it, makes sense. Yeah.
I can do that for you.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's fantasy, love. I could say we're on a fucking marshmallow.
Go, lovey. Go, lovey.
But if it doesn't fit into the bigger system, it doesn't make any sense. You know, that's what I'm saying. You know, I hate people wasting their time on these models when if they can't put it into the bigger picture.
What about the biggest models, like the two towers that they gave us on 9/11 and destroyed?
Okay, yeah. Okay, we got a previous topic, Rollo. So right, thank you for being patient with me, Frank.
All right.
I appreciate that. I'm just trying to fit that into my brain.
No problems at all. Okay.
Your earth model. Okay. So back to the fluoride. We got off topic.
Sure.
Okay. So the biggest problem with fluoride is that it competes with chloride taking over. And so that prohibits the hydrochloric acid in your stomach from properly forming enough. And can't digest your food properly.
They're two different things. You were asking, the way we got started on that question, the way we got started on that topic is you asked me, how does chloride impact on your body? Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, I've also put in the chat a link to an article that I wrote in 2014.
Okay.
Now, if you look at that article, what I said to you is that chloride is one of three, arguably, the most important macronutrients that you need. The first of all, you need chloride.
Right. So, yes, sodium, fluoride, potassium. So what – but I'm asking you – chloride ruins it.
Which one are we – what are we talking about here?
Okay, I'm going to ask you to stop asking questions for a little bit while I explain, yeah?
Yeah.
So the chloride does these things. It helps you make hydrochloric acid. And it also is part of the functioning of your cells. So that when you breathe, there's a thing in place called the chloride shift. And the chloride shift is the thing which transfers oxygen to your cells and takes carbon dioxide out to your lungs. The more chloride you have, the more efficient your breathing will be. And the more efficient your respiration will be. So chloride is an essential nutrient. Now what happens is that it also gets stored in the bones, and chloride is one of the things that keeps your bones strong. Now fluoride, when it gets into your body, will compete with chloride in the action between the cells in respiration and will compete in the bones. And it outcompetes chloride. That's it.
Wow. So we got.
I mean, are you
bones so that are affected?
You went to university and learned all that stuff, or
you would never get taught that in university.
No.
Oxygen intake is affected.
The strength of your
between
bones.
Your cells,
the strength
right?
of your bones. I think most likely is if you're a couch potato and you don't do anything, you'll break a bone. But if
digestion.
People that are
here's some confirming evidence for what I said, Rollo. Is that in Japan?
Okay. Yep.
The Japanese bone density is far lower than any European person. The Japanese suffer from a tenth of their number of bone fractures, hip fractures, etc., on an age-by-age basis that Western people do, even though their diets are low in calcium.
Yeah. Well, look, why do Japanese have slanty eyes?
Wait,
why are we round eyes down here? Like,
okay, so you're saying...
Well, I'm saying it's because
that...
God made us that way, Rollo. What are you saying?
What do I say?
Yeah.
I don't know. That is what I say. I think the whole idea of God and
you want to hear what academics
and,
think.
The Bible is a ridiculous thing that we are a control system. This is why people like Simon Shack and
let's go back to fluoride.
People.
Can we hunt for just a sec, Rollo? We're going to go back to fluoride for just a sec.
All right,
okay.
All right.
Let's finish this then. All right, sodium. We covered sodium. We covered potassium.
Chloride.
There was one more. And chloride. Sodium, chloride. Okay. So, all right, we didn't do potassium.
All right, so potassium
What does potassium
food?
Do in the body?
Well, potassium, the whole idea is roughly that there's an exchange between the potassium-rich cells of your body and the sodium-rich fluids of your body. And proton... A hydrogen proton is driven across the cells, apparently, between sodium and potassium.
Okay, so it's like a one of the helper building block things.
Yeah, so it's the way that your mitochondria operate.
Okay.
And the mitochondria are the energy bits of you.
Endoplasmic reticulum. Do you remember that term that I got told when I was at school?
No, I didn't get that.
Mitochondria is a good one too. What does
for me,
DNA stand for again?
Medical stuff.
Deoxyribose nucleic acid.
I don't believe in genetics either, Rolla, so it's okay.
Good man. You're an interesting fella.
So that, just going back to the fluoride thing. So we started talking about that because there was an audio chat on Ab's website, fakeologist.com, January 27th, and they had talked about how fluoride was made. So I made a post just talking about it generally. I want to read that real quick to kind of put everything in perspective. There are a variety of sources for fluoride. Nearly all are the byproduct of mining for and processing of a desired mineral that is encased in ore. Now, I wanted to make this short, but there's pharmaceutical grade fluoride that you can get from your doctor and take and things like that. That's not the same as what they put in your water. It's from different. I'm sure they could purify this if they wanted to. When a desired mineral is identified in ore, such as aluminum or uranium, etc., it first has to be dug up from the earth. The desired mineral could be a fraction of a percent of the whole rock. After the ore is dug up, it is brought to a mineral processing plant. In order to extract the desired mineral, ore has to be crushed into finer granules. Then an acid or base is put on the rock granules to release the desired mineral. The gas emitted by this acid process produces a smoke that is usually heavy in fluoride, because fluoride is among the most reactive minerals on Earth. And what I didn't add here is that they don't test for everything when they find their ore, but they test for a lot of things, and whether it's in it or not. But if it's there, the acid finds it. The smoke used to be released into the air in the 1950s, and there's legends about cattle herds that were eating the grass that the smoke fell down upon, and their bones got so brittle they were just breaking. So you had these cows who were just laying and eating, and then of course eventually they died. But so they had to figure out what's happening to the cows, and it was the fluoride that they were ingesting that was. Now they said making their bones weak, but have you heard, Frank, the process?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You get
it's exactly what
fluorosis.
I just said to you. It's just what I said to you before, Kay. Bone strength is related to chloride. As you know, and the examples, this is very clear from what you see of the people that eat the most salt have the strongest bones and the least number of fractures. The study you just said, veterinary science, clearly demonstrates that fluoride weakens bone structures and teeth, by the way. Now, the stuff that you're talking about is well known in veterinary circles. And in fact, I would suggest to you that if you really want to have your look after your health, that every time you get an illness, look for the way that vets treat that illness and you'll get a much better outcome.
Oh, I love that advice. That is beautiful. That is, look
vets,
there first.
Vets can put
see what's going on.
Animals down there. Like, why can't we be put down?
Well, not that advice, Rollo. Don't pay attention to that. No, no, the other stuff.
No,
you know, they want the animal to live.
It's on.
You know, rheumatism, etc. has been cured for years.
Is good.
Yeah.
Basket.
Yeah, so that's just another example, as far as I'm concerned, Kay, that fluoride is competing with chloride. So the mechanism is pretty obvious to me.
The fluoride is
right.
competing with fluoride is what you're saying.
Fluoride is competing with chloride.
With fluoride, yeah.
No.
Fluoride is also, right, in its ionic form, what I've been reading is that once you ingest fluoride, whether it's in the water you drink or the food you eat, your hydrochloric acid releases it from its salt or whatever it's bound to. So now you have the ion fluoride and it wants to release again. I mean, it wants to grab again.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it finds its calcium and it snuggles up right to it.
That's correct.
And the problem is, when it does that, it's filling in the net. Our bones aren't solid. They're a very strong lattice. If you look on them under a microscope, they're porous.
Yeah.
That helps them move slightly when they need to. They're not rigid 100%. But the fluoride fills in all these holes, and it turns them rigid. So they can't take any torque. There's no more torque in them. They'll just bust, and that's what was happening to the cows. I mean...
That's right.
They were so filled in, the solid. It's like their legs were like rocks. You don't want your legs to be rocks.
Do you guys remember that film? Do you guys remember that film? I think it was where they were fracking, and the cows or the horses wouldn't drink the water.
Not getting that. Not reading you, Rolo.
Now, in the paper that I've written, Kay, that I've given you the link to, I've cite a study of rats which shows that the higher salt intake the rats took, the less fluoride their bodies took up.
Really?
So high salt intake will minimize the amount of fluoride you'll take up.
What are you trying to say? More salt is good for us?
More and more salt.
Yeah. What type of salt? Like Himalayan
salt? Sea salt.
Sea salt, yeah, okay.
And the key thing that's occurring in, as far as I'm concerned, is what I call the halide war going on. The other key ingredient you need apart from salt is iodine. And what's happening is that iodine is essential for the thyroid. And what's happening is that people are having too much bromine in their diet. And bromine outcompetes iodine and also causes problems with the thyroid.
Look, I've got to tell you,
where's the bromine coming from?
Iodine chocolate. Is added to salt,
yeah.
and I am absolutely against what you're saying. I think there's no business iodine. There's no business. I know this thyroid thing that you're trying to get at, right? The goiters and all that sort of stuff. Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah,
yeah. I think iodine messed with me terribly, almost killed me.
Well, here's an interesting thing, though, Rollo, is that while they're encouraging you to have less salt, they then say that the only way we can get iodine into the diet is to put it in the salt.
Yeah.
Now, remember that that when you and I were children, iodine deficiency was unknown. And the reason for that is that the cow udders, when they were going to milk them, they used to treat the teats with iodine solution. In Australia, iodine was in the milk, so there was very little iodine insufficiency. But about 20, 25 years ago, they moved to a different way of cleaning the teats, and that meant that there's no iodine in the milk supply anymore.
Yeah.
Well, look, Frank, when it comes to milk, people,
it's a different species. We should not be drinking milk.
I'm just talking about the sources of iodine.
I know, but you're saying when you drink milk from a different animal, it's just completely wrong. That's why we got so many fucking fat people here in Australia.
No, Rollo. I'll tell you where the obesity is coming from, Rollo.
Okay.
It's not cows. Cows are lovely. French aren't obese, and they love cows and cow products.
All right, then.
You look at the statistics, it's undeniable. The largest groups of obese people come from countries that have public water fluoridation. It's an undeniable statistic. You can't get around it. Yes, because they're not quite sure how it works, but they're thinking somehow there's a will center or something, like people think fluoride has a type of a depressive type effect, you know, on your body, like your mental state.
Well, that's
so
that's
they're the thinking whole, maybe that
okay. there's a weaning process. Hey, there's a weaning process when you weaned off. Milk. It's even like when you suck at your mama's boob, right? It's no reason we should be drinking cow's fucking milk. There's
really go to Africa, Rollo. Come on, go to Africa. Look at all the herdsmen that rely on cattle.
All right,
and they're perfectly healthy and perfectly fine, aren't they?
And I think you could,
aren't they?
I think you could say the same
and
thing
they drink
about
their blood.
About the Mongolians. They live almost exclusively on yak butter and yak meat.
Oh, yeah. And they're perfectly healthy.
Yeah.
Perfectly healthy.
Have you ever killed a cow to eat a beefsteak?
I've killed a sheep. They're pretty big.
Yeah.
And I've ran over a cat.
Sheep, did you? Killed it.
It was a big cat. Yeah.
Right.
So the mechanism, you know, the obesity thing that you're talking about, again, the reason that the fluoride causes that is because people have got a low salt intake, so the small amounts of fluoride that they take are very damaging to the body.
So you're saying if people stopped taking sources of fluoride, it would help them naturally lose weight?
Well, and also if they increase their salt levels to what used to be the common, which is 15 grams of salt a day.
So make sure they're getting up on their salt.
Grams.
That's one way to avoid the fluoride, you're saying, somehow, right?
Well, you're not going to – unfortunately, you've got no chance of avoiding fluoride because every vegetable you
– avoid it from settling in your body, I guess.
Well,
you
can.
You're just going to pee it out.
You can collect rainwater in your own tank.
Okay,
seriously,
you can,
dude.
But the average Joe can't. The average Joe doesn't grow their own vegetables, for example, do they? The average Joe gets their vegetables from Safeway.
That's it.
And they can't avoid the fluoride in the vegetables because it's all watered with tap water, which is all fluoridated.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, mostly. Not in
it's
my
lovely,
city,
it's lovely
bitches.
It tastes
guess
water.
You got fluoride stopped. Me
it,
and a group of five others.
Yeah, well, that's...
It isn't fluoridated.
I need you to come and do it in Geelong, Kay. The issue,
you know,
as I said, all I'm trying to do,
there's a bunch of secret money behind that fluoride business. You better watch. If secret money's behind some shit, it's got to be wrong. That's fluoride.
However, nonetheless, I'm still pointing out to you what the mechanism by which fluoride works. Fluoride works because it chemically behaves like chloride, and so your body, when it has insufficient chloride, ends up using the fluoride, and that's what causes the problem in your body. So the mechanism is very clear.
And so, So the salt, you're getting your chloride with the salt.
What do you reckon? If we didn't put fluoride in the water, everyone would be okay, right?
Well, a lot better than they are now.
Well, they'd still suffer from indigestion. They'd still suffer from not having... So that the other thing that happens when you take a lot of salt is that the parietal cells of your stomach, which create the hydrochloric acid, at the same time produce sodium bicarbonate, which stays inside your body. And the sodium bicarbonate is the chemical which keeps you alkaline. And when you're at the extreme...
Because we're eating too much meat. That's why we have to take Alka-Seltzer and sodium bicarbonate.
The reason that people then get ill is because they're at the low end of the alkalinity scale. If you have a pH of 7.45 in your body, which is quite alkaline, you just won't get ill. You won't get a cold. You won't suffer from parasites.
And why is that?
Because they cannot cope with the alkalinity in your blood and bodily fluids.
That's right, because that alkalinity is death to parasites, and that because they can't live in that alkalinity. They can't reproduce. They can't do their business.
So here's another bit of pseudo nonsense, is that people talk about various foods that you have keep you alkaline, right? Now, that is utter nonsense. Alkalinity is created in your body when your parietal cells convert salt into hydrochloric acid, which stays inside your stomach, and sodium bicarbonate, which goes into your body. And that's it. That's the mechanism.
What is pH stand for again?
If you have a look at that paper that I sent to you, Kay, or the link that I gave you, I'll give a discussion of pH there somewhere.
Is that big-lies.org/salt?
Yep.
Is that the one? Okay.
Yep. It's
clicking on it now. I know your last name now, Frank.
No problem.
It's a nice paper.
I didn't think I'd ever hidden it. Good guy.
I just never knew it before, that's all.
I'm doing his best.
So your paper is entitled, Is Salt Harmful? Countering False Memes of Harmful Salt in Food.
Yeah.
And so you talk, first you kind of introduce it, what it is, and then you go over how it works and what the scientists use term. Stoichiometry? What's that? How do you say that?
Get it out.
It is, yeah.
Stoichiometry.
So pH.
How do you say that?
Stoichiometry.
Okay.
Yeah. And pH is a count of the number of hydrogen ions in a solution. And it's on what they call a negative logarithmic scale. So 7 is neutral. Anything below 7 is acid. Anything above 7 is alkaline.
Yes, babe. All right. Just for the people listening, stoichiometry is the study of quantities involved in chemical reactions. This was worked out in the 19th century, hence the invented pseudo-classical name, stoichiometry. Yeah, that's like the science of measuring heads. What's the name of that one? Anybody remember that? It had its own name, its own field. The science, I'm sorry, of studying heads.
Phrenology.
All right. Well, you got a nice paper there. A lot of neat stuff. Is there anything else you wanted to point out about that page to the people listening?
No, but I mean, if people have the chance to read it, the other thing that's not included in this paper, which has to be added, is that the chloride shift is a very important part of the function of chloride. It's how you breathe.
Okay.
And the more chloride you have in your body, the more efficient your lungs will be. So, for example, my wife...
And you
climbed Mount Kilimanjaro last year.
You get your chloride
from salt. There is only one source of sodium and chloride in for humans, and that's salt.
Okay. There you go. So that's why you need salt, because it gives you chloride.
Yeah. And interestingly,
that your body so needs.
The most interesting aspect of all this, Kay, for me is that even in 2015, there has never been a medical study about how much chloride humans need.
A what? Pardon me.
There has never been a medical study conducted about how much chloride people need. It's 2014.
Oh, right. It's on everything. Well, chloride's a poison, Frank. What?
So, interesting.
I heard chloride was a poison. You're saying we need to eat it now?
I don't suggest anyone take
I got chloride under my sink. Should I eat that?
Say that again. Frank. No, you should have salt.
I got chloride under my sink. Is that good for you?
No, it's certainly not. It's a poison in that form.
Well, what's the difference?
The difference is that
the
stuff that you've got under your sink is created by doing a caustic, a chloralkali chemical reaction on the salt, where they electrolyze the salt to separate the chlorine and the sodium. That was the basis of the Industrial Revolution in the world. Have you heard of Unilever? Lever and Kitchen?
Yes.
Okay, so that company started.
I read their name every morning when I shampoo my hair. It's right on my shampoo bottle.
Unilever, General Electric.
I read it every morning. I know it's there. I still read it.
Okay, so that company started because they were the first people to separate or use salt to make what they call chloralkali plants, chlorine and caustic soda. Caustic soda is used to make soap. Chlorine is used to make plastics and bleach.
Bleach. Oh, yeah.
So, Rollo, I've put a link in the chat for that paper. And what you're suggesting is people do not have salt. Why not read the paper?
What I'm suggesting is people do not eat. People know their farmers. People know the people that make the food for them, and have a really joyful time. Like you are banging on about salt, and salt to me is something very. Like on potatoes, I will put salt on for sure. Yeah, but I don't think it's you don't want to overdo it on the salt thing.
Why don't you want to overdo it?
Oh, you know what? I think that's like urban legend.
It's just
what
myth.
Frank is saying, Rollo. Yeah, it's a myth. It's become
salt
an urban
tastes good.
Legend.
Salt
it's a myth,
tastes
and
good.
It's
of course it does. Yeah,
the whole medical industry banning
though.
Salt. Is a fakeologist thing. They're faking that salt is bad when it's good. That's the problem, because you need a good healthy source of salt instead of. But we're still getting the salt, but we're getting the crappy, but not enough. But the crappy, shitty
Kitty
fast
salt.
Food,
yeah.
You know, made in a factory kind of salt. That's not what we need. We need the other salt, the good salt. So
we'll get healthy. Anyway. We'll get it. It's just a natural thing. Sorry. Frank seems to be very, very specific on, like, we have to have this salt intake. And I think that we will get it anyway. We'll get it if we need it. And
Where will you get it from, Robert?
Go, Frank.
Where do you get it from if you don't have salt? Where do you get your sodium and chloride from?
He's got a salt lick in his kitchen.
Yeah, I am a bit of a guinea pig that has a salt lick. No, I would say that if you eat fresh fruit and vegetables, there is salt in celery, right? There's a natural salt in celery.
Do you know the amount of celery that you have to eat to get even a few grams of salt is something like 40 or 60 kilos of celery. It's a ridiculous thing to say, Rollo.
All right, well.
You know, I just
I don't eat that much of it.
The whole point is that salt is not in food.
Thank God you didn't start, huh? That would have been a chore. That's a lot. You know, all right, let's wrap this salt thing up.
Well,
last
again,
thoughts on salt, Frank?
Eat more salt.
Eat more salt. There you go. You
more
said
salt,
it.
Rollo.
That's it. That's Frank's.
Last thoughts on
that's
salt.
Frank's advice. Geelong, Frank, well done, mate.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your knowledge. It fit into my fluoride talk quite naturally, you know.
Well, it was only brought up because of that, Kay.
Yeah. I appreciate your knowledge on that. I'm just going to finish my reply to the audio chat where they asked where fluoride comes from. So to capture the fluoride, as well as all the other minerals that are released in the smoke because the acid was put on the rock granules, a lot of smoke comes up. By the way, there's so many nasty things in these ores, including arsenic, including lead, you know, so you're taking up a bunch of crap you don't know. So they shower it with water. So they spray this water, and the water captures the particulate in the air, and then it falls down into this pool, and that slurry that's in the bottom there, it's water. It's the toxic chemicals and the acids they were putting on it. What other junk is on there, like industrial oils and things, as well as the harmful minerals. That all is in the slurry. It's too poisonous to let out of the smokestacks. That's what the EPA says, because we can't have more cows or people dying. The government of the United States of America has decided to endorse the use of this slurry as a tooth protector to be added to the public water supply because among the hundreds of minerals in the slurry, fluoride is one of them. Oh, there you go.
We have a thing in Australia called Vegemite. I wonder if Ounce of Salt... does he know what Vegemite is and how it's given to us?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Sure.
It's so salty.
It's about half salt, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a waste product from making beer. It's a waste product. And everyone says, oh, yeah, this is good for your kids. Put it on your toast in the morning. It's bullshit. Bullshit, bullshit.
I'm English, so I didn't get inoculated with the Vegemite thing, Rollo, so I'm not the right guy.
All right, mate.
So you're saying Vegemite is not good for you?
Absolutely not good for you. No. I have no comment. I hate the stuff.
You're supposed to put it really thin, I heard, on toast with a lot of butter.
That's right. Yeah, with butter.
Then it's good. It's kind
of
salty.
I'm not a fan of the taste. Probably most people like it for the salt, truthfully.
Yeah.
I think so, right? Yeah.
They'll be craving the salt.
My daughter always chooses. Yeah.
Salt is addictive. You know, when you have pepper and salt shakers when you're at your dinner table, some people, they just throw the salt on there, and there's so much salt in the goddamn food anyway. Yeah, I just... salt is an addictive thing. It's almost like... It's a drug. It's almost a drug, I think.
I think because we need it. You know, it's like babies crying and the mother picks up the baby to comfort it. And someone's like, what are you picking up the baby for?
It has to get used to crying. Yeah.
All I know is happy babies are babies you pick up. You know, do what feels natural and you're usually on the right track. You want a happy, mentally healthy baby? Pick that thing up. You can both bond over the whatever experience, but... Leave it there. You're both traumatized. Why the hell make two people traumatized? No, pick your baby up. It's like salt. If your body's craving something, there's probably a reason for it, and it should be explored.
Well, natural is like a vaginal birth, right? Cesarean sections and things like that, or sticking.
Well, they do that to save the mother's life, Rollo. Rollo, they do that to save the mother's life. They don't do it willy-nilly.
All right. All right.
Well, mother's going to die.
Willy-nilly is all I see these days.
They would never do it to get to golf on time.
You hope.
That's a good one.
That's an
you know what? In anything we do, we have to be our own advocate. You cannot ever give up your right. So those jerk-ass doctors, the woman has to, you got to be strong and be your advocate and go, you know, sir, I think not. Then that doctor has to capitulate. But you can never give up your right.
He's got to get to his golf
Always
game,
be your so, own yeah, advocate.
That's right. That's very good. Very good.
I think a polite person
No, because I had a doctor wanted to, do stuff early. Wish. That is not my wish. Exactly.
That is not my wish. That's the royal way to say it.
It's not my wish. It's beautiful. That is not our wish.
That is not our wish.
Isn't that more royal?
It's beautiful, Kay.
There you go.
You're a sovereign already.
I could get used to it. So you got to be careful with the medical industry. Yes. They're kind of skeevy. Many occasions where I felt they were doing stuff just for money. You know, like my brother was going, he was having stomach surgery. So he's prepped, he's on the table, you know, he's naked, he's got their clothes on.
Oh, they scraped that up.
They got the IV in him. You know, he's starting to doze off because they're putting him under. A doctor shows up and wants him to sign because they want to do an experimental surgery on him. Right then, right as he's about to nod off.
Wow.
He wasn't He wasn't of right mind.
Right. And they still asked him.
Wow.
I mean, how many other people fell prey to that? So he was yelling at him. I mean, he said, the last thing I remember is fuck you. when I woke up. And he was like, oh, shit. He was really like, did they take something? What the hell? What'd they do to me?
They took my left leg. They wanted to take my right leg off. Oh, my God. That took the wrong leg off.
He always wondered if they did it anyway, you know?
Wow.
He'll never know if he was part of that experiment or not. But hopefully he wasn't.
And we're all part of this experiment, Kayham. I mean, what we are, the world that we live in. This is like a dome or flat earth or whatever you want to talk about. I think we're being analyzed. Everything we say, every word we say, is taken down and just say, oh, yeah, it's good. That's a good thing you said, or it's a bad thing. But,
Well, that's what Barack I think Obama, the, I mean, the big
Barack
computer
Obama
storage
is,
units are for.
Like Mr. Actor-in-Chief. Do you laud him? Do you look up to him? I don't know. I don't. I think he's the same as me.
I don't. Okay, Rolo, I have a question for you.
Yeah,
you talked about 9/11, right? You brought it up.
For sure.
So let's talk about 9/11 for a minute.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, bring it up.
We were talking about like opinions. Like, do people have opinions on 9/11 and do they express them publicly? So I really like that Vidir was saying. You know, if you have an opinion, express it. Let us know. Don't hide behind not saying it. Because, you know, there is when certain people don't
Does Frank
give
want to talk about 9/11
opinion.
Or does Frank want to talk about 9/11 or not?
I've got no problems talking about anything you like, Rollo.
Yeah, all right. Okay, mate. All right. Okay. Keep going.
But
keep
especially
going,
Dallas Goldberg.
No, we shan't go there, darling. We shan't.
Our buddy. Yeah. Okay. Keep going, Kay.
So,
what was the question?
So when podcasters and I guess people who participate in these online forums, when they don't give their own opinion, yet they're more than willing to criticize other people's opinion, I think it is incumbent upon them to first give their own opinion. I think that's what we should all have that practice. I think all of us fakeologists have an opinion about how the buildings went down. And it's okay if it's wrong. And it's okay if it's a word. My opinion, it's not set in stone. And you know what? I expect to change it in a couple weeks. So it's okay for us to give our opinion what happened during 9/11.
He had the biggest opinion.
It's okay. We should make fun of each other for their opinions. Because you know what? My opinion might be wrong today, but I'll change it tomorrow. So let's just accept each other's opinions and then move from there. But so many people, I'm surprised there's so many fakeologists not willing to give their opinion on how the towers went down.
But may I make
so
a
I'm
going to
start.
Go ahead, Frank.
Yes, go ahead, Frank.
Well, my comment is that the reason that in my view, the reason that this is so slow to take off is because people use pseudonyms and are too scared to give their real names, where they live, etc. My view is that the reason these opinions are not carrying weight is because some people are called Kay Hammett, some people are called Aberardo, some people are called Rollo, whatever.
Yeah.
Unless people are prepared to have the conviction of their thoughts, to give their name and be prepared to accept the consequences of their opinions, then really everyone's just going to assume that they're just batting into the breeze. And it's perfectly okay for people to not give their names when they give their opinions. That's fine. But don't expect to be taken seriously, if you like, if you're not prepared to have the courage of your convictions to even say who you are. I think.
Well, who are you?
It is the greatest disservice.
You were given a goddamn.
Name.
I'm going to start going on Peter Sheehan. Peter Sheehan.
No, I am who I say I am. Ounce.
Okay.
Frank. Okay. Yeah, I am who I say I am. I'm not hiding behind anything.
Okay.
So.
No, me neither. Me
you know,
neither,
and
Frank.
Some people, you know, they. Here's the problem. You're asking people to compromise their work, their jobs.
I'm not
what we talk about.
I'm not asking anyone to do.
I know a lot of people. If they came in as their real name, they could get fired.
I'm not asking anyone to compromise themselves. I'm simply.
It sounds like you are, though.
No, all I'm pointing out is
you know.
Sorry, Frank.
All I'm pointing out is that when you don't do that, when you don't do that, you don't get the same effect as you do. You know, if someone wants to approach me on the street and ask me, I tell them, and people do approach me.
Would
people
you get fired from your job
are you
for talking about salt?
Well,
okay, so you don't have to worry. Your wife's fine. Your family's fine. If you get because you're salt talking about salt's not going to get you fired.
And
but you know what?
You
it might get a lot of people fired.
And do you think you do?
9/11 is a hoax, terror, fraud, staged event that will get you fired.
I'm sorry, Frank. What was that you said? I didn't catch
it. I said, do you really think that people are going to attack you in the street?
No. My boss would not like what I would say. My boss.
Yeah.
Because we have assemblies called Rachel's Challenge.
Yeah.
Where it's the kids that died in that high school shooting.
Yeah.
Columbine.
Yeah.
Which I believe is 100% fake. I got to go to the goddamn assembly and sit there and listen to this lying piece of shit lady up there talking. You know she's lying, looking right at you, but all these kids are crying and they're loving it. So it's like a, what do you call that? A noble lie, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, so
it's a lie, nonetheless.
And
I mean, I could get fired for stating my opinion. Absolutely.
So because of fear, because of our worry about the money system, because of all the things that we are fearful of, we don't act the way we should. It's really the nuts and bolts of it.
We don't act the way we should. I mean, and how should
Correct.
We act?
Correct. We don't. Out of fear.
And it is purely
is
fear.
There,
and
nonetheless.
In the end, the ultimate fear is the fear of death. And why do people fear death? Pass. There is no death as far as I know.
There's only consciousness.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yeah. If you're dead, you won't know.
I have no doubt.
No lies.
I have no doubt that we are reincarnated. Not the slightest
doubt. I kind of hope so.
Do you really?
I kind of hope so. Yeah.
You think reincarnation is a good thing?
Well, here's an example, okay? Not a student I had, but, you know, he was in our school, recently died in an automotive accident. And he was just the kind of kid that, you know, God, he couldn't get along. He was awkward as crap. 2 days before he died, he was visiting a friend. At his house, right?
Yep.
And the kid disappeared upstairs, and they went to go get him, and he was masturbating to his friend's mother's picture.
Oh,
and so the friend yelled at him, and he went to the closet, and he cried for 2 hours. And then 2 days later, he dies in an auto wreck. I want there to be reincarnation. I want this boy to come back and to be the man that he was supposed to be.
Say that again. What
that
was
he
it?
Could
he
be.
He was masturbating to what?
His friend's mother's picture in her bedroom.
Holy dooly, that's up there.
Is that... It's not even that. It's the fact that he cried 2 hours after that for getting caught.
Yeah.
That I want wow. there to be reincarnation.
But don't you think that's what childhood is about? You know, to get given all these crazy ideas about what sin is and so on, to the point where people are turned inside out and on their heads? You know what? That was the whole point of
7 years,
wasn't
the
it?
First 7 years of your life is why you go to school, and that's why you're actually being schooled. That's why we are the
exactly.
way we are, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be the way we are. If it's just Germanic, or whatever you call it.
It's trauma-based mind control nonstop.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Frank. Well done.
I agree with you there, Frank. That's right.
The whole thing that you guys were talking, I mean, that media fakery is the most powerful tool. Education is the most powerful tool. My child,
we ain't doing it.
My school time was just plain.
Well, you have to uneducate yourself. You have to unlearn all the fucking bullshit that we've been fucking taught. Yeah,
pretty much, yeah.
Go, Frank, man. I'd like to meet you. You sound like a cool guy.
Well, I'll definitely come up to Newcastle anytime you like, Rollo. I love the place.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Where's Newcastle at?
Newcastle.
What's that by?
It's a bit north of Sydney. Yeah,
it's on the nearly the most easterly point of Australia. Okay, very beautiful place. Yeah. Beautiful climate.
It
lovely
is
beaches.
A lovely place. We had a big soccer.
Oh
match.
Yes, I've
had
been
a big soccer match.
Frank,
yeah,
I've been to Australia, darling.
Newcastle is living on
lovely company.
Football or whatever you call it.
So you know what I just. Travel tip for those people out there. If you want to travel to a country and get to know people, stay at a trailer park. Seriously, like a camping area, whatever you call it. What do you call it? Not a trailer, you call it? Not a trailer park.
We call them caravans.
What do you call them?
Caravans.
Caravan park, yes. Caravan park. It's so, because you're not with the tourists, you're with the local people. It's so much fun. We did that for 2.5 weeks.
It is a lot of fun.
In Cairns, Rollo.
I know.
You went to Cairns.
You came down here and saw the Great Barrier Reef in all its glory. And then the climate change is going to destroy all that. So
I highly recommend.
I'm glad you got it.
Cairns. Yeah, it was fun. And then we went another time with I went last summer with my husband. We went to Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Sydney and Brisbane. Yeah. Melbourne. We started in Sydney, and we drove up the coast to Brisbane.
Yeah, it's nice. A good time. Stuff I know with, it.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So we got to see the coastal area there. And we went to the zoo, the Crocodile Hunter Steve Irwin Zoo. Have you guys been?
He's left us. He's left us. And he shouldn't have... been messing around with, what was it, manta rays or stingrays or something that...
My very good friend Dallas Goldbug says he's still alive, Rollo.
Yeah, you think he's still with us?
I think he's still with us.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. He is... His personality could not be contained. Yeah, no way.
Okay.
So, have you been to the Steve Irwin Zoo or what do they call it?
No, I haven't. Exactly. It's probably called the Bindi Zoo now, is it?
Yeah. The
oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't
know
if you guys heard me talking about it.
Yeah, I sure do. I walk around barefooted.
They're bloody horrible things.
Oh, is that what bindi means?
Yeah, bindi's
are
that's so sweet.
A nasty seed.
Explain to the people at home, Frank, what bindis are.
Yeah, they're a seed pod with little thorns all over them. When you stand on them, they hurt like hell.
That's what he named his daughter?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a thorn?
He didn't want to call her a little prick.
Is that your joke?
That's a good joke.
Nice.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'll tell you what though, Bindi is commercialized to the max. I mean,
she's the next prime minister of Australia.
You know, she might be in the gift shop there at the at Australia Zoo. The Steve Irwin.
You think Tony
Zoo?
Abbott's done, Frank?
Wow.
You think Tony Abbott's
backpacks, his, clothing.
Tony Abbott's done.
Dolls.
Well, now that he's been identified as being Tony Blair, I think he has to go, yeah. Once that becomes widely known, he's finished.
He's finished.
Well, he's got the ears like Prince fucking Charles, hasn't he?
it's like I said, once everyone realizes the same guy's Tony Blair, it has to end sooner or later, doesn't it?
Has it ever ended for anybody? Has anybody been caught as two people?
Yeah, sure. Julia Gillard.
What's the most public one?
She left. What's Julia Gillard? She left.
Yeah, Julia. Julia. You know, when we say Jew, Julia. Julia.
Where is she
right now? She left. What do you mean? She's off of Earth? She's dead?
She's just completely disappeared from the scene.
She was born in Wales.
Hire an investigator and prove it to me, Frank. How's that? Do that. Just because you haven't seen her doesn't mean she's not living. Why would you assume she's not in her house? There's no address to catch her at?
No, she sold that. After she stopped being prime minister, she sold her house near where I live.
Adelaide.
In Altona North. Oh, she sold that place. Right. And she apparently bought a place in Adelaide, but no one knows where that house is. And no one ever sees her. And, she did a book launch. Mm-hmm.
And she had that bloody accent.
She has
The way that she spoke. Then we had Kevin Rudd before that. It was all, they're all shitbags. Every single one of them.
Yeah. And Kevin Rudd's, I'm happy to accept the view that he's Elton John. Looks the same to me.
Frank, I have a question for Frank. Have you been involved in politics in your country?
Only as a student.
Well, I've been involved in politics quite a bit, right? At the local level and at the state level and the federal level. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's...
I'm telling you
an
okay. Because when I was a boy, my mother was called the Federal Electoral Assembly President for the Deputy Prime Minister of Australia, a fellow called Jim Cairns.
That's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. And so what I know from this politics is that to be a politician is for certain periods of time, it's like 24-hour job. The amount of people you have to meet and you have to greet and you have to go looking for money and you have to go, making all these connections and being on these boards and being in the whatever. I mean, it's huge. And you're meeting with my son was a campaign manager. So, I mean, to make a claim, it's pretty easy to prove or disprove if you think a head of state female politician is also an actress.
Yeah.
I mean, put their schedules side by side. Have they been in two different cities at the same time?
Sure. It's interesting that Jodie Foster's career basically vanished while Julia Gillard was prime minister.
Well, no, I mean...
And now has suddenly resurged again.
It didn't vanish. She made like three giant movies, like boom, boom, boom.
Not in the time that Julia Gillard was prime minister.
So you're saying she's not working on a project right now? So that would be my point.
Jodie Foster,
is she working on a project during the prime minister? Match it up.
Jodie Foster is working on a project now. Jodie Foster's career is back in full swing again.
Oh, no way that Jodie Foster.
But that's my point.
And she is the same. There's no fucking way.
I've got no problem with it at all.
Listen, just to show the pictures, and if that's all you're doing, it's all you got is pictures, the argument is weak because what you're showing me is subjective to the human eyeball. It's just like the voice morphing. It's weak evidence. It's really not evidence at all.
I'm just saying that
it's subjective to how we hear.
There's no way Jodie Foster and Julia Gillard are the same person. It's retarded.
All right, but here's my point. Here's my point, Rollo. We could put this to rest immediately
Jesus
by doing
Christ.
A time study, a chronological study of where and when these two people are, and then prove
it
then.
That we can't
That's
have
it.
This conversation.
Otherwise, it's bunk.
It makes all
and it's a weak argument.
Look bad.
It's, yeah, it's a dumb argument.
This is Dallas Wahlberg shit.
Is there such a thing, Frank, that you know of?
Which, do Does
I
that
exist somewhere?
I can only go on my
intuition. Yeah, is there one for these two women?
I can only go on my intuition.
Well,
is that,
that's a wild
is that in the
claim
time,
to make.
In the time that that it came out, that you know became common knowledge that some people were saying that she was Jodie Foster, then she's mysteriously, her career finished. She quit Parliament and that was it.
Well, you say the word mysterious and you presuppose there's something going on. So you're already telling me the story with words that are influencing me emotional instead of just using facts.
I'm
so see, that's why I'm
facts.
Already suspicious of how you're thinking about this. You were so good on the salt and the human thing, you know, but this
it,
one, you just, I can't believe you can't see it.
What is it that I'm saying that's different in this? The point that I simply keep making over and over and over is until it's disproved, it's an okay working model. And for me personally.
No. Oh, for you.
On,
okay. Okay.
Finish.
So you rely
well,
a lot
it.
Less
just,
evidence.
Just
then.
Hold on. Just hold on. All I'm doing now is comparing models. Model one is that Julia Gillard is a real person that grew up in Adelaide and then went to Melbourne and then worked for this thing, then became the Prime Minister, right? And then she enacted all of these laws that were absolutely hideous and horrible and have been just a complete disaster for all of us. And, you know, I'm expected to believe that a sensible person would behave the way that our prime ministers and our politicians behave. Model two is they're all just actors and that someone else is pulling the strings. And that's why we end up getting these crazy laws. Which model do I think is better? Model two, no problem.
Again,
that's
the
all.
System is a problem. The system is a problem. Like John Howard, when he came in 1996... And then we had the Port Arthur bullshit psyop. Do you remember that, Frank?
Sure.
Yeah, it was like the biggest fucking lying, like this like guy that has no weapon experience goes and does some crazy shit. And you have Stan Grant and all these scumbags and Ray Martin, all these scumbags on television saying this is real. It's not real. It
Correct.
Is a fucking lie. And then, of course, you've got laws enacted immediately to take everybody's weapons away.
And not just are they enacted, but the books that the laws consist of are like 10,000 pages thick. They couldn't possibly have been written in a few days.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they were written ahead.
Complete,
hey, you know, Frank.
The whole idea is that you're expecting me to believe your model K is your model is that these are real people that behave this way. My model is they're actors. What you're telling me,
no,
is,
there's a
Frank,
third model. Okay, so mine would be the third model, right? So my model would be the third if it's just all real. Yeah, I don't think that's my model. Let me tell you what my model is. Okay.
Okay.
There's another model, and that's these people are playing themselves. They understand they're in a game. It doesn't. It's an unspoken game because they see around them when people don't play the game, things don't go well. So they all know how to play the game. So Gillard was willing to play the game because she couldn't have gotten prime minister had she not. And she's full well of what the game needs from her and what she has to do to stay where she's at. So sometimes it's spoken, sometimes it's not. But people understand how the game is played. I don't know how the game – I'm not up there. You don't probably know. You're not up there. So that's the model that I go by, and that's where the fakeology comes in at because that's part of the game.
Sure. I mean, so the point is that you have a model and I have a model, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm saying to you that from where I sit, the model that gives me the most satisfaction in explaining what's going on is the model put forward – by Ed Chiarini. And
no doubt.
Your model has no more explanatory power than that. But the thing that I do like about the Ed Chiarini model is this. He says X is Y. And I can go now and I will be keeping my eye out all the time, exactly as you said, Kate, looking for some sort of timeline, looking to try and work out a way to confirm or deny what
you
the
know,
guy is saying.
Yeah, I heard people use that logic. He's willing to name names that no, Con,
well, I'm
sorry,
the only one
you
that
can't
says
do that.
That.
That's
I'm
not logic at all.
Name
and people say lots of names all over the place. What do you mean? He's the only one? Go everywhere. Everyone's naming names. What are you talking about? People are pointing shit out all the time.
But all I know is
who do you want to know about?
Well, you give
we
me
talk
a name.
On. We talk about it on all the time. I did a video on a name. It's called Stevie Wonder. Did it? He's a name. People are doing stuff on names all the time.
And what
so
did you say?
Just, what do you mean? Who
you
doesn't name a name?
Who did you say Stevie Wonder?
I said he. I said it. I posed a question: is he blind?
Yeah, but that's not.
Yeah, and
that's
and
not
what
saying
Dale
he's
says a, that he's legally blind. So they're
right.
always saying
he
that he
a,
may be legally blind. Yeah,
you know, but
you
that's
can actually
right.
see
that
a little bit.
That's
it's
completely
a
different. That's completely different from
no,
saying.
No, it's not because he's a person playing himself, the actor. It's
yeah,
completely
sure,
exactly the same. He's a person. He's Stevie Wonder who can see more, maybe kind of, who's playing Stevie Wonder who can't see even less probably.
All right, but let me give
people.
Another. Let me give another example. What Dallas Goldberg says is that the Fonz. Now this should be ridiculous. This should be absolutely ridiculous. He's saying the guy that plays the Fonz plays Ahmadinejad.
Henry Winkler.
Yeah,
Henry Winkler. Yeah,
Henry Winkler.
Right now, here's the thing.
If you're going to make
on,
a wild
on,
claim,
on.
Dude, you got to do the chronology timeline. Otherwise, you're talking out your butthole. I'm sorry, Frank.
Here's my
it's
talk.
Ridiculous. How easy is it?
Okay, do you agree that what's going on in the Middle East is fake?
Why would they do that? There's no reason to do this. There's no reason to try and make two people. Are people that rare? Are people that, you know, hard to find? Like
okay.
Saddam Hussein
okay.
had like
let,
10 freaking bodyguards
let
that looked exactly
go.
Like him.
Hold on a second, Kay. Hold on a second. The second part
what?
Of Kay's, the second part of Ed Durini's thing is that it's a very small group of actors and that they're all royals. All of them are royals, right? All of the Winklers, the Greenbergs, who else does he name? The Roosevelts, the Kennedys. They're all from
yeah,
China
well,
China.
What white people are playing Chinese royals? Where's that at? So, see, your theory doesn't work for the entire globe. It only works for Caucasians.
Hang on.
So if the royals are in charge, then they must not be in charge in China. Is that right?
What
or Africa? There's no royals in charge of China or Africa?
How do you know who's in charge of China? They're the people you've got no idea who's in charge of. The point I was trying to make before.
Well, I know white people aren't impersonating Chinese people pretending to be them like they are in America.
Let him say his point, Kay.
So, Kay, do you think that what's going on in Syria is real, for example? Do you think that there is actually an army over in Syria attacking that country and that there's this rebellion force and that rebellion force? Do you believe any of that's true?
All I know is I have friends who went there and they took pictures with them in it, and I know buildings have pieces missing as if something exploded on them and... You know, there's tales
so you
people getting hurt.
It's all
so
true.
Probably somewhat. Maybe the news hypes it up more than it is for purposes
hey,
and plays it down.
ISIS, we went through it 1,000 times, didn't we?
ISIS.
Like, how many times ISIS is it just a made up bullshit thing?
It's just fake, Kay. The whole thing is
fake.
Everything about
ISIS
is
it's a group, but Syria and holes in buildings, that's real. That's real. That happened.
Why is that? Okay, so people shoot a few, you know, they do a bit of a land clear in some place, that's all. You don't even know, I mean, there are whole towns built in the USA where the soldiers go and train that look like Muslim villages in the place that they're supposed to be in.
That's right, yeah.
You know, the whole
yeah,
thing is
Yeah, but they're
ridiculous.
Easily a fake. It takes 2 seconds
because
to hear it.
Because America is a military
no,
economy.
I'm not even
a
speaker, and
economy.
I know the woman's
that's,
saying it wrong.
That's the whole reason of America, really. It's just...
So everything
economy.
On the news, everything on the news
change.
Is fake, right? There's no real parts of it. There's no real
No,
parts.
I mean, hold up there. Let's go back to the politics thing, okay?
Well,
these are
before
real
we
people.
Move off, let me finish my point at least.
And they're in the news and they're real.
Are you going to let me finish
so,
my point?
Okay.
You
so
change
point
your
is,
point. But go ahead, I'll go back on track.
I want to get to the conclusion. The conclusion
okay,
is...
Let's do that.
The conclusion is it's all entirely fake on the media, and yet the various people who are purported to be the leaders of these countries are playing along as if it's all real. Right? Now, the only reason that can happen is if they are in on the story. Yeah? And the only reason that I can see that those guys would be there is because they are actors. And the actors they are is Sir Henry Winkler. Sir Henry Winkler. Why did the Queen knight Henry Winkler? What's that about?
Is he in charge
of Iran one day.
Are you sure?
That's why she did it.
Henry Winkler's been knighted, has he?
Henry Winkler's a knight. But I think he's one of the highest knights.
Of all the billions of reasons that could have happened, do you think you know the one?
Hang on a second, Kay. I didn't say I think I know the one. I said, you've given me your model, and I've heard Ed Chiarina's model, and I'm saying to you, really straightforwardly as I can, I think his model is a better explanation than yours.
What's his premise again? Let's go back to that.
So the basic premise is that it's a book written called The Pawns in the Game, a very old book. And that book, The Pawns in the Game, explains how the various royal families have been in control of the Anglosphere for a long, 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 long time.
And the families are an old family controlling.
The Roosevelts,
white some, people.
The Roosevelts, the who's the Bushes, the Kennedys, they're all the same family. It's the same family. And when various members die, like one of Kennedy's brothers was supposed to have died in World War I.
How's the Roosevelts related to the Kennedys?
Okay, so
through what relative?
You're ready for the link. So one of the Kennedys brothers, how are the Roosevelts related to the Kennedys? Is that what you asked?
Yeah. What family member?
I can't remember that particular one. I can remember that it's to do with one of Kennedy's brothers that was supposed to have been killed in World War I in a fighter plane. Now, he may have ended up as one of the Bushes or something. But these families...
Yeah, I would imagine there's a lot of inbreeding among these, elite, wealthy people anyway.
Of course.
Just because they don't want to mix with commoners. So
whatever it is, they basically keep it all in the family. That's the point.
What your question was, why
would they use well-known actors for this blah, 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 right?
No, that's not the premise. The premise, how are we starting? What's the universe that you think we live in?
What makes Britney Spears famous at 15? Because she's a family member. It's obvious. Why did Justin Bieber become more famous?
There's a lot of related weirdness there in that group.
Justin Bieber,
he's pretty man. Yeah, so he's no different. But he's no different or more talented to a million other people, Rollo.
Yeah.
The whole premise that these people get there by talent.
Who knows what's going to take and who doesn't?
I can tell
when you say something, it's something that will get a million views.
It's ridiculous.
If my wife had not taken the chunk of ice,
he was going to be famous no matter what, Rollo. The way they promoted him could have given me a million views.
I don't know, Frank.
Yeah, but you know, if you try and get a million views for some of your videos, that'll be carefully manipulated anyway. But
yeah.
The reality is that if you own a big studio. And you say, and you train people well enough, to sing and dance. And
yes.
I'm not saying they can't sing and dance, but so can millions of people. Every karaoke bar you go to, there's some amazing people.
Yeah, that's true. But not everyone has a voice like John Laws. Hello, 1-300-564-652. Call now.
Over and over and over again with lots of money, lots of radio play, and tell everybody how amazing he is. There you go.
Why is he still doing it? He's an 80-year-old man. He doesn't need the money.
Right.
Why is he still doing it on 2SM?
But if you look, they remove all the other options. So you have no one else to worship except that thing in your age group, or they limit the options.
And what's on the radio? What's on TV? Just the same thing over and over and over again. You're told what's the most popular. That is the most popular. It's not very difficult to do.
Yeah, but it's,
right?
It's,
you just need to be, don't you wonder how
to hang up on someone is easy to do, which is what I don't like about him. Sometimes he hangs up on you when you want to just, what we're doing here now, speak our mind, right? This is radio in its purest form, as far as I can see. Yeah. I love the guy, but
who?
John Laws. John Laws. Richard John Laws. Do you know him?
I know John Laws, the voice.
Yeah. Hello, world. 1-300-564-652. Call in now.
But again, he's an opinion giver, isn't he?
Well, of course.
So, as I said, Kay, you're asking me to compare two different models. I've got no problem with which model works for me. None. And I've got no doubt that he gets identifications wrong, and I've got no doubt that he could possibly be misleading people. But, you know, at this stage, I'm okay.
Yeah. Well, the thought is that he's paid to deceive. He's not doing it for free.
He's born to deceive.
He's paid.
Sure.
Born.
So
let's interview him.
If you look at that... No. His logic is it's not worth an interview. If he can't get his basic logic right, then it's not even worth discussing the rest of it.
I simply don't understand.
I'd love to hear you interview him.
Consider this, Frank, right?
The pawns in the game. He spells out his basic logic. He says that, for example, the Standard Oil split up was all part of that big company was split up amongst all the members of the family. You know, the Morgans are one of the families. And then people thought the monopoly had been split up, but it hadn't. All that happened was the small producers of oil were squeezed out.
I don't know what that has to do with people playing other people. One person playing two major personalities. What does that one to do with the other?
Because all of the control systems, everything to do with enacting the laws, etc., has to be controlled by one family. Now, you can't tell me that if they can't use
people to represent them. They got to go out there on their own feet and do it themselves. Really?
Well, here's an interesting question. The whole question is, why is it then? Why is it that no one has ever cottoned on to this?
No, this what? What's this you're speaking of?
What's going on is you're saying, why don't they use non-family members? Why would you use someone that you couldn't trust? Who can you trust more than a family
member? I mean, you're telling me you can't give a guy a job to do? Just say, hey, do this. I'll pay you a million. If you don't do it, you get nothing.
Well, some people.
Why wouldn't they do it then?
Well, it depends what the
job is. You don't have to say why.
On.
You don't have to say what's the beginning of the plan, what's the end of the plan. Just go do this deal, just this part.
Well, and that's what happens to 90% of us. Every one of us does a job. For example, the jobs that I've done, I'm a mining engineer, I've bulldozed beautiful Pacific Islands into the sea. You teach people things you don't want to teach them. You know, we all do that, Kate. That's just part of the system.
That's
so
awesome.
Why can't they hire people to do it for them? Are you telling me they got to work 24/7? They got to fly across the country. It's so important what they're doing. Got to go be what's her name? The actress.
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster. You got to go do this, go to Harvard, go to all that, and then go back and do this for that, and then go back and then do this thing over here in Australia, then go back and do the movie and go over to Australia.
And why did Julia Gillard spend so much time?
It's that important that she got to put up the Jodie. I've been watching Jodie Foster since she was 5.
So you
okay?
couldn't possibly
You're telling me they
she
trained
could do
her,
anything bad.
That she's going to...
She must be a good person.
I don't give a shit about that. The premise is that Jodie Foster's, you know, Superwoman.
I don't think it's that at all.
How could she be Superwoman? How could she go back and forth and do that whole thing? Keep her life going and her, you know, she's a lesbian. She's got a beautiful lover. I love her very much. And then go over to Australia and then be with the man and do all this and do that and then go back and then go back and forth.
Well, how did they knock down two buildings and convince everybody that happened?
There we go. Hey, Frank.
Well, no, we'll get that. We'll get that. We're still on this subject.
Well, don't tell me that, so, that things can't happen.
How does she play two people? One person playing two people?
How did they knock down 2 billion?
So here's the
point.
Yeah, so, okay.
Hang on a second.
Frank's
hang on a second,
changing
Kate.
The subject because you don't have a response to that. Do you have
a
response to that?
I
wait for your response break.
I have a response.
Okay.
We don't know how it happens, the same as you don't know how they pulled off the 9/11 thing. You haven't even looked at Jodie Foster very long.
Oh, no. You can't go back to the 9/11 thing. No.
I?
Okay. Well, so here's my point. Then
your point
here's
is
my
that
point,
people
okay?
can't deceive other people.
All things being equal. All right. Yeah. All things being equal. And I don't know how this works, and I don't know how that works, and why they would do this and why they would do
I
that.
I know how steel works.
You can almost always
steel
guarantee that if there's a cheaper,
way
and an easier way to do it, they're going to do that. Cheaper, easier. That's always going to win. Economics wins almost every argument.
Yeah,
we fit our morals. The big guys fit their morals into economics, not the other way around.
So hang on a second.
That's why they're always going to win. Economics
drives
their morality.
I absolutely dispute your view that money drives everything, because these guys can create as much money as they need anytime they want. So the whole idea that they need money is wrong. Just completely wrong.
Really, my brother, it's not talking to my mom because of money. All right,
money
my
changes
own brother
everything. Remember,
is estranged remember? Because of money.
Yeah, but who creates the
so,
money? Okay, where does money come from?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
People want it,
Go
and
Frank.
People will prostitute themselves for it.
Yeah,
so that's
well,
what
that's,
I'm talking about when I say
that's
money
that's
controls.
Exactly what Frank's saying.
The guys don't need money, of course not, because they own everything. But it's the little
okay.
man that gets controlled by all this money too.
The little man
and
gets control.
The little man's got to make this thing work, and the little man's got to pay for all those airplane trips back and forth, and work all that out and make all that
okay,
money work.
Okay, so let's keep talking about this money thing, right? You're saying they've got to pay for someone to fly backwards and forwards in a plane. They don't pay for anything. If they need to pay for it, they just create the money out of nowhere and do what they like.
Well, you're right. They could use a credit card, swipe it, or whatever.
They can do anything.
That's
they create
true,
the money. Who controls the creation of money in the
USA? I used to work for the bank, and the system is the problem. Yeah, the money thing, and then there's money changes in the bank, in the what do you call it, in the Bible? What do you
exactly.
call them?
Overturning the money changes, yeah.
So that's why.
Changes. So
right.
what they
okay.
do is
so
maintaining control
back to
of the
my
money
point
system.
About the cheapest and the easiest
cheapest
method.
Is,
and the cheapest
so the
and the easiest method. Listen, Frank. The cheapest and the easiest method to have people under your control is not one person playing two. It would be one person hiring two people to do their job for them.
Okay, that's your
that's
view.
Way
okay.
cheaper.
But your model
and
is,
easier.
But your model is that they'll always do the
that's
cheapest.
It's my working
and
view. I might change it, but you know, I'm going to throw that out there.
Always
for people.
Up for change. Yeah.
Your working
they're
view
like
is,
like we got from Barack Obama in 2008. Change
exactly. So your working view is that they'll always take the cheapest and easiest route. And I'm suggesting to you that
most likely, unless there's outstanding circumstances, of course,
sure.
unless
and,
there's
and
some circumstance
the world,
not to.
Control of the world is pretty important. And money is no object to them. It's money is just a thing they use to manipulate you and me, Kay. It's not,
but then why? Okay, let's go back to these two ladies. Let's go back to these two ladies.
Don't keep me out of it, Frank. I'm
sorry,
Rollo,
but I assumed you agreed. Gillard,
okay. So Gillard, now she's got this important job to do, just like you said, right? Super important. She's,
no, I never said
they're
it was
not
going
to let
important.
It be in anybody else's hands, right?
It's doing bad.
You said
Julia
it's too
Gillard.
Important to let anybody who's not a family member,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So she's the family member. Her job is passing
member.
Legislation, all right, and her job is to get legislation passed, right?
No, hang on a second.
Wouldn't
so
being
– let's talk about legislation.
Well, then how
her
does she
job,
have control if she changes nothing?
Sure.
How does she have
job,
control?
All right. Her job is to go on the telly, right, and make it appear to people
yeah.
like me that there's actually a democracy or, you know, some kind of parliament that does things. That's all her job
yeah.
is.
Okay.
Her job is to go and pretend that she's cross with Philip Rudd, who's probably played by Elton John, and they have this big pantomime.
Kevin Rudd.
Kevin Rudd. You know, it's all bread and circuses.
Okay.
It's all bread
yeah.
and circuses, nonstop. And in
yeah.
the meantime,
all right, so
more laws
yeah.
keep getting enacted every day. 4,000 laws a year in Australia that no one even knows what they are. Every day, laws come in, laws come in, laws come in. We don't even know what the laws are about.
Yeah. Okay, the big ones when they blew up the towers.
Hang on, Kay. Here's an example.
Passing laws.
Here's an example.
Well, no, just wait. Let's finish this.
Hang on, hang on.
Just, Frank, one sec. No. Just. So we got her going on the television and convincing people, which helps pass laws and changes things. Right. Okay. So she's got a super important job.
Probably from a Hollywood studio. She's probably not even here.
Right. But that's right. That's her, the main thing she can do. And she's good at it. And, you know, she's doing a good job at it. Why would she divide her very important time to play an actress in America?
I think I just made the point.
Her primary job is so important. Why would she cut her efficacy in half to play an actress in America?
So
now she can only do half her job instead of all her job.
Can I now ask you, how much work did Jodie Foster produce while Julia Gillard was on the stage? I'm going to suggest to you that it was sweet.
No. That's, you already said that. The question is, why would she divide her time, cut her efficacy in half simply by playing another person when she could be herself 100% of the time and
rubbish.
Do double the amount of work?
Okay, to give energy to Dallas Goldberg or Ed Sheeran is a waste of time.
Yeah, but I want to point this out for people who are considering this. You convinced me I'm wrong.
Go for it.
What's her name in America? Actress, what is she doing? That's equally as important.
You asked me. I don't think that her job, at the time that she was doing the Julia Gillard thing, assuming she was, I mean, I don't know that she was. I'm just saying it's a model that I've heard that I think is okay. But you're asking me to sit. I keep coming back to the same point over and over again. Your model is this. His model is that. I'm going with his model.
You can't answer me? Is that what you're saying? You're not answering me.
I am answering you.
Why
said,
is it okay for Gillard to cut her job in half to play Jodie Foster in America? How does that make her job more efficient and better?
Jodie Foster disappeared from the US scene while Gillard was around. There was no Jodie Foster when Gillard was around. She didn't make any movies. She didn't do anything.
It's a bunch of
you don't know
nonsense.
That? You're assuming that. Did you research that and check and make sure?
No, I haven't checked and made
did you
sure.
Check? Did you do a chronology check?
Psychologist.com does not deserve this conversation.
Because you're not making sure. You're just saying it. I can say anything. Moon's made of cheese. But am I sure? Did I check?
Yeah.
Et cetera.
Did you check? I don't think you checked. Okay?
Et cetera.
Yeah.
There you go. I wonder what Ab will make of this conversation. But
I don't know, Frank. You're a good sparring
Simon
partner.
Shack, God forbid,
thanks.
He listens to this.
Well, why not? No one's ever. You know what, Rollo? No one's.
What?
Simon? Yeah. Disclaimer. Don't listen, Simon. Disclaimer. But well, my point is, people haven't brought up these arguments before, and I think they should air. I think they should be aired. I think the counter argument against Jerini should be aired. And honestly, Frank, I think you got shredded tonight. But I think I shredded you up. I think you lost this one in a big way.
I don't have the view that you're shredding me at all. Okay.
Oh no.
No, I don't think.
Oh, let's see. Let's.
I think
when
Ab
posts this.
I think all you have done. I think all you have done is highlight that you don't believe it, but you don't know why. You just say it's ridiculous.
Don't
That's
believe
what?
Say. Let's say it. Don't believe
you
what.
Don't
be specific,
believe
please.
The whole idea, specifically that Jodie Foster would play Julia Gillard. You just don't believe that. You have no evidence.
Would she believe that? It's the biggest load of crap.
Don't believe it.
I've ever heard.
I don't believe
That's
the original
rubbish.
Premise that one person, that one person's playing two highly popular personalities. It doesn't make any economic sense. So I would reject that on economics right away.
Okay, but I reject your economic model 100% as discussed because they don't need money.
Do it.
It's already done. They don't need money. It's a crazy idea. And you're saying that you think you've stumbled.
But stuff still costs money. You still have to – actors want a house. actors.
How much does money cost to produce?
The Mexicans who mow their lawn want money. So, yeah, money does matter, and it cares. Jodie Foster's lawn's getting mowed by a Mexican. Her house is getting cleaned by Mexicans, and they're going to want their pay. And they're not going to take credit card because they got to buy food. So, no, money does count, and it does make a big difference.
Yeah, but they've got all the money they need. Yeah. They're the guys
well, then it counts, then, you're saying. Before you said it didn't count.
I'm telling you that it's no problem for Jodie Foster to get money, that's all.
No problem.
Yeah, they need a lot of it.
They print as much as they want.
Every time money's spent, you got to trace it back, and it makes a trail, and it is a problem. And that's how we bust a lot of these fake peoples, because they're money trail.
Fake, yes, exactly.
That's how I found out who's in charge of fluoride, because of the money trail. Yeah, I followed it.
These hoax, fake events, yeah. Big time.
So it does matter.
This is what we're talking now, right?
It do, but yeah.
Like the Paris thing. I've been to Paris, and it's lovely, and you get up there, and
anyway, that's Eiffel Tower. Finally, I'd just like to say that your view that they couldn't pull off a hoax with Jodie Foster playing Julia Gillard when they pulled off all sorts of hoaxes.
No, they could do it. Of course they could.
So it's not even possible.
Yeah, they could do it.
Doesn't hold water, does it?
Doesn't hold
water. So you're telling me you've shredded me, and I say to you, back to you, that you have got nothing. You've got a house of cards.
Yeah.
All right.
Disagree.
Okay. Agree to disagree.
Nonetheless, I do appreciate, I really appreciate you allowing me to talk this through. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go, Frank.
You stayed with me. That's good. I'm making friends here at KM Radio every day. Come by. We'll make friends with you if you have a different opinion than me. Rolo,
after party.
I have a meeting
soon. We'll go out to the lobby and I'll talk to Frank. So, him what I really think.
Tell me what you think, what you really, really think.
Any last parting?
Not when I'm Rolo. Only when I'm not less big.
If you
want to
be my
psychologist. Yeah.
Phrenology. Rolo. Phrenology.
That's
phrenology. That's it.
Yeah.
Checking your head shape to see if you're really okay or not.
Yeah. That's the science of your head shape is phrenology.
My head. I think
watch
once
out
I
for
froze
science.
My brain the other week.
They got a name for everything.
I don't think I came good. And ice water just doesn't do good things for your brain. Yeah. Anyway.
Put some salt in it. Oh, did I say that out loud? Damn it.
Did I tell you that I'm into salt?
Oh, it makes sense. I can't deny at all what you're saying. Makes 100% sense.
Fabulous.
That's why I...
But in the end, Kay, there's no substitute for trying it and seeing if it works. Don't worry about the theory. Just do it. If it doesn't work for you, stop doing it.
There you go.
All right, Rolo, you're going to...
Who knows?
What song should we end KHAM Radio with? I'll let you pick the song, Rolo.
Hey, tell me what you want.
Me?
You really, really want, Rolo.
Yeah. What about... Hey, Taylor Swift, her big song. Could you play it in a nice way? Because I tried to do it the other night, and then everyone yelled at me.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
If you just type in Taylor Swift... Like, she's only got one really big hit song. You'll find it. It'd be
Is
lovely
it Blank
way to
Space?
Go out.
Shake It Off?
Yeah, that's Shake It Off. That's the one. Yeah.
Shake It Off?
Hey, Frank. Don't
hey, Robert.
On me for this. But this is the Triple J Hottest 100. They didn't let her go into the Hottest 100. And that pisses me off.
Even though she's the hottest.
She is the hottest, yes.
She got catchy tunes, I do agree. It's rather catchy.
Okay, sweetheart. Yeah. Well, a great show, Kay.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Tom, for being on. And thank you, Frank, for being on. And Rolo, appreciate hearing your voice.
Tommy
thank you for being on.
Yeah, he's wonderful, yeah.
The pleasure was all mine.
Thank you. I can
hear your brain working, trying to get this thing going.
When you sell your car,
add and skip in three, two.
You're right, mate. You're doing a great job.
There it is. Oh, she's kind of cute.
There it is.
Yeah, all right. All right, so after the show, I'll say goodbye to you now, gentlemen.
All right, I'll be in the lobby if you want to talk to me afterwards, okay?
Yeah. All right. So this has been K-Ham Radio. This is episode 22, multiple of 11. We talked about fluoride and salt. We had a nice little sparring match. Pretty great guys to talk to. Just going to say I'm not really, probably I don't ever want to talk about, you know, actors or actresses being each other. I think it's probably just a waste of time. It just seems to my brain so incredibly ridiculous, and I can't make sense of it. So let's listen to some Taylor Swift, and on a happy note, it's a good day. Sunshine of Mount Rainier sparkling in the sunshine. This is K-Ham Radio at Fakeology.com. Take care. Leg, dang it. Stop legging. I won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the player's gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it out. Well, there you go. More lagging. I closed a bunch of windows. My computer doesn't like Taylor Swift. What's going on?
Channel switched.